So, you know how inefficient school schedules are?
I mean, they don't seem like they're that bad. They could be better, but I don't know. How are they inefficient?
Okay, so, like, different people learn in different ways, and sometimes that way can be built for by the school schedule, but in general, they tend to assume everybody is the same. School, in general, expects you to be more or less on what they put of the upper level, when some kids need a slower schedule. So right now, if you're struggling in a class, your only real options are to show up for tutorials, which not everyone has access to. However, you still spend time in other classes that could be spent working on the classes that you actually need the help in.
Yeah.
So what inevitably ends up happening is you're wasting time in a class that you don't need it, where the class you're actually struggling, you don't have enough time in. Some students require that extra time in some classes, and if they had it, it could potentially help reduce failure rates because they would be able to properly understand and grasp the subject.
So you're saying, hey, to take time away from classes that you don't need that time in and use it in other classes? But, I mean, don't people usually use that extra time to do work from other classes?
Well, yes, they can. However, what I'm stating here is more when you're not understanding it. Because I'm sure you've been in a class and you're not quite understanding what you're doing. Yeah. Having the work with you in another room doesn't help us in that situation. It just leaves us with a paper and no knowledge on how to do it still.
So, what you're saying is not specifically to have more time in those classes just to have more time, but more so to have time to ask your teachers things and get help from them with whatever it is you're struggling with?
Exactly. However, I don't think this should be applied universally, because some students do work at the higher level schools want you to, and can pick up information and run with it much quicker. As such, having them in those classes with the extended time would only result in causing them to sit around longer and waste more of their time.
That makes sense. Hence, so what you're saying, or proposing, rather, is to have it where it's personalized or more personalized per student so that the students that need more time can have that extra time and those that don't need to waste all of that time on those subjects they need no help with, that they're just sitting around doing nothing during a majority of the class for?
In a sense. See, what I'm actually proposing is offering block classes rather than just the normal one-period classes. Because then, if you require more assistance, then you can actually take the block version, which would last for two periods rather than the one. That gives you more time to interact with both your teacher and other students receive assistance to help you understand it. However, once again, this should not be applied universally, because I know that I have been in classes previously, as I'm sure you have, where even the time allotted to it has left me sitting around for still 30, 45 minutes with nothing to do.
Yeah, I've had experiences like that with classes before, where I've just been sitting around for her majority of the class doing nothing because I either haven't had any work to do for other classes, just because I haven't gotten to those classes yet, because it's too early in the day for them, or just because there's something I don't understand or that I'm confused about, and I have no real means of getting a way to understand it.
Yeah. Where, with the block classes, what I picture is, if you require extra help in, say, an English class, you could choose to take a block English rather than a normal English. Thus, you have a second period in that class that you can spend asking questions and receiving assistance and criticism instead of having to simply leave after that one period and being left with all your same questions. However, everybody that can actually move quicker can still take the normal one-period version, thus allowing them to still get the education. Another way this will actually benefit is the fact that teachers, a lot of the time when informing students on a subject, are forced to rush or not thoroughly explain certain parts of the curriculum. However, offering these block classes would allow teachers to actually have the time that they require to properly go in depth and explain topics required, as well as knowing when they're forced to go through things quicker in the one period classes that they are actually able to trust their students with this and they're not going to leave anyone behind from it.
Wouldn't having kids taking block classes mean that they're not learning as much? Because wouldn't it be better for them to take more classes, more different classes, rather than taking a block class and that taking up multiple periods of their day?
You see, I don't believe so, because having multiple classes overwhelms students who, while already struggling in a class, are now having to do additional work for a different class that they may also not understand.
That makes sense.
However, if they're taking a block class, then rather than doing that, they will be able to take the extra time to focus on the work that's giving them trouble and also not deal with work from another class that would only complicate things more. So, if this were the case, it wouldn't necessarily be worse for the students because they would be getting a better understanding of the classes they were in, and the credits that they miss for not taking those classes can always be made up in later years, since if you're able to build a better understanding of the subject, it can carry over between years and only provide you more assistance, which would potentially allow someone that needs that block class to stop and take the normal one period, or potentially with a heightened understanding, even move into AP or dual credit classes.
I can understand why someone might want to do that. I mean, a problem that I had with classes was that there were times whenever a class was wanting me to do something, and there just wasn't enough time to do in that class just because that class was too short for what they were wanting to do to be done in that single period worth of time. Whereas there was another class where I had a whole bunch of time, but I couldn't do whatever it was that that shorter class needed that time to do because of the fact that I needed to be in that class to do it, or I needed people from that class to do it if it was something that required other students to do it with, etc., etc.
So what you're saying, if I'm understanding it, is that having the extra time could also be used for classes that require more effort than others, and therefore can actually save you from having to exert yourself as hard whenever you're not in those classes in particular.
Yeah, as well as it would help with stress, because with classes like that where you're really pressed for time to do things that you need to do for that class or that that class is wanting you to do, it can cause a lot of stress and it can be overbearing and overwhelming because you don't have the time to do that in that class, and that then causes you to worry about it for the rest of your day or week or however much time it takes you to actually get that project or assignment done. I am not in school anymore because of stress and being overwhelmed and just there being too many things that I need to get done for more different classes just because I didn't have enough time in those specific classes, whereas I would have time in classes where I would get all the work from that done, but I wouldn't have anything else to do because the things I needed to do for those other classes needed me to be in those classes. There are some subjects as well where they are required to teach you certain things that they just can't teach in the time that is allotted to them, so unfortunately, students are forced to have to go home and learn these things as homework, which doesn't really help them in some cases because they need to ask the teachers questions or they need help with understanding certain things, but they can't always get those answers when they need them because of the fact that they can't just go to their teacher and ask in the middle of a class, which is what they would need to be able to effectively learn that, because there's only so much you can do to contact teachers online. Normally on the wouldn't internet. Be a problem if the student had the option to just go to their teacher and talk to them in class.
This is actually a really great point with the bringing up of stress on students, because throughout my research I found that roughly 19% of students that enter high school will drop out before their senior year, and while reasons for this obviously can vary, a good portion of it is likely stress related because of the fact that you have all of your your classes demanding so much work be done in such a short amount of time, if you're already struggling to understand something, then it can just add to it and make it harder for you to keep going.
And a really big problem with a lot of students with that I had is that with a lot of kids, it can be a lot more work in high school that's being pushed onto them that they're having to do as compared to middle school, because middle school for some students is just a lot easier and they're able to get a lot more done in the time that they have in those classes because they're not trying to go into as deep into subjects or specific things that they're trying to learn because there isn't as much to go into. And in a lot of cases, they have the time to ask their teachers stuff because their teachers aren't having to try and speed through certain subjects or certain points in their subject because of the fact that they have too much to teach and not enough time to teach it.
See, I actually feel you on that because I know that, for instance, in middle school, I was in pre-AP and honors for the entire time I was there, and still, when I entered high school, I was completely overwhelmed initially by the amount of work that they wanted to put in, because even being at what they perceived as a higher tier was just so little compared to what high school expects of the average student.
And a large problem with that is that with high school, they expect a greater ability to learn and a higher tier of learning to be up to college level, which just really isn't the case in middle school at all. With middle school, it's jumping from middle school to high school, which in the US at least is only a 3 years time if you're a sixth grader, which is still 3 years worth of learning. But there are a lot of students who don't need that 3 years worth of learning. They already understand this stuff well enough to be able to do it at a high school level. But the difference between high school and college is varying because of the fact that some people go to college for certain subjects for up to 4 years or more, but it can be about at maximum 8 years worth of time in between the difficulty of this subject in middle school or early high school to the subject in college or even early college is still 4 years worth of time. The difference in between what is expected of you at a higher level in middle school and high school is just so much greater that being someone in honors like you or me in middle school is such a different thing in high school because they expect you to be able to make this much larger jump between age and knowledge and preparedness for these higher level classes.
All of this together just creates a lot of stress on a student, so I feel that actually offering the block classes and giving them a chance to better understand and work with the subjects that they could struggle with can help reduce that stress, as well as the fact that reduced work from not actually taking an additional class means that there's less being piled on them. So it could actually help serve to reduce dropout rates, and keep people in school longer.